Overall, what are your biggest takeaways from this study?
Well, the biggest takeaways are really encouraging, and that is that American voters continue to place the highest level of trust in their healthcare providers and following recommendations for vaccination against vaccine-preventable diseases. They want America to continue to be a leader in vaccine development and, you know, look for trusted sources to make these informed decisions for themselves.
Candace, how do we reconcile the feedback with the increasing need for improving vaccines to avoid conditions like measles or something else?
Sure. So the poll, as I mentioned, is very encouraging in that it shows that the vast majority of people follow the advice of their personal healthcare provider and get recommended vaccines. And anytime you're doing a poll, if you can have 88% agree with statements like that, that's very encouraging. What is concerning, though, is that for highly infectious diseases like measles, for example, vaccination rates need to be well above 90% to avoid outbreaks. So getting people to agree at a very high level is fantastic, but it needs to be even higher for us to really avoid the outbreak that, you know, that we're starting to see, unfortunately.
Does the poll tell you where people are getting their information as they make these vaccination decisions?
Yes, we did ask that question, and the number one source is their own personal healthcare provider. So their doctor, a nurse, a pharmacist that they go to for advice about vaccination, and that's fantastic. One area of concern that we saw, though, is that there's been an erosion in public trust for public health agencies at the state, local, and national level, and that's a shame because there's significant expertise within these agencies. And they're a great source for information about vaccination and infectious diseases generally.
You mentioned the erosion of trust. How do providers work to rebuild that trust with the patient and get away from some of this erosion of trust, as you mentioned?
The big thing is that personal conversations that need to happen. I think one-on-one where people can have their concerns addressed. That's why it's so important to look to those trust sources, to talk to your pediatrician for your children, to talk to your own personal healthcare provider for information about yourself and your needs for vaccination, because really vaccination can span the lifespan. There are opportunities every year for flu vaccines, for COVID, for other diseases. As we get older, there are numerous opportunities to avoid shingles, to avoid pneumonia and the like. So it really is important to look to and ask those questions of people you trust, and particularly in the healthcare providers you see.
You know, we've heard a lot recently about these vaccines from a political standpoint. I'm curious that this poll, did it track political conversations about vaccines?
It was based, our poll was aimed at registered voters, and we did look at people at their party affiliation, their self-identified party affiliation. And as you mentioned, there's a lot of discourse about vaccines in the public, in the political arena. So we did see some differences based on political affiliation. But again, the vast majority, the norm for regardless of party or, which party you identify with, was to follow the advice of physicians and get vaccinated. The challenge with some of the political discussions is always nice because policymakers on a bipartisan basis are highlighting the merits of vaccines in these forums. But the concern would be that because these discussions are taking place in a really charged political forum, that could make further politicize vaccination. It's really a health decision. It shouldn't be a political decision.
Candace, a couple thoughts as I let you go. Where can our listeners go to find the poll or learn more or just to have more information? Is there a place where they can go to learn more?
Sure. So the Partnership to Fight Infectious Disease has a website. It is fightinfectiousdisease.org. We have tons of resources about vaccination, including state-based resources that link out to these state public health departments that have specific information for each state.
Candace, on a personal note, you have degrees from both North Carolina State and North Carolina. So I'm curious, who are you pulling for during basketball season?
I go with my alma mater, my original love, NC State.
I love it. Candace DeMattis, who's the Vice President of Policy and Advocacy for the Partnership to Fight Infectious Disease. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.